Welcome to the GP Chamber Chats with the Grosse Pointe Chamber of Commerce. On today's episode, we had the privilege of speaking with Lindsay Trudell, a permanent makeup artist at Shea Lulu Salon and Spa in Grosse Pointe. Lindsay provides services such as microblading, brow lamination, eyelash enhancement, and lip blush to create natural beauty enhancements to help you feel more confident in your daily life. Let's dive in and learn more. All right. Good morning. Hello, Lindsay. It's so great to have you. So welcome to the GP Chamber Chat podcast. We're excited to have you. And just tell us about yourself. How did you get into cosmetology?
Well, thank you for having me. I'm so excited to do this for the community. I've been in cosmetology now for over like 14 years, always freelancing, kind of just diving right into it, even as a kid. So I think cosmetology was always in my blood. My family, we're all cosmetologists. And yeah, I mean, I've just always been inspired.
That's awesome. So tell us, what do you currently specialize in? So as a professional makeup artist, so what, tell us what you do.
So I am now a permanent cosmetic artist. So a permanent makeup artist, and I specialize in microblading. And lip blush and eyelash enhancement, which is kind of like the new age, natural looking permanent eyeliner.
Okay. Tell us about some of those processes for people who aren't familiar with microblading or those other things as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So they're not as invasive and scary as they sound. I do use a really great numbing agent, very comfortable atmosphere. And I think once they meet me, they feel really comfortable. So really the process is microblading is semi-permanent. It's a tiny blade made up of microscopic needles, and I insert water-based pigment into the dermis. So it's a superficial layer of the skin. So that service is not permanent. And there's a lot of misconceptions about it, but I'm pretty straightforward. The healing is pretty simple, and I'm very informational and forward with my clients about those kinds of things. And then the lip blush is great. This is a newer service. I don't really know anybody around the area that's doing this. Mm-hmm. It is more of a permanent 1 to 3 years. And that is more of a motorized tool that actually adds micropixels of pigment into the lips, giving it kind of a more youthful pout. And then the eyeliner is just more into the lashes versus a thick dramatic liner. Mm-hmm. So it's just all these little natural enhancements that I do, they're just really soft, subtle, make people feel confident.
Yeah. I think what I love about all three of them is that they're kind of like the base for when we're getting ready in the day. And like, you solve that problem, like you wake up done, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. So you talked about that there are some misconceptions or like misunderstandings around some of these services. Can you maybe talk about a few of them just to dispel some of those worries that I think people have?
Yeah. Yeah. I know a lot of people come in, they're like, so I've been Googling everything. And I'm like, no, don't do that. Just because every artist is different. Mm-hmm. And I think that I portray more of a, you know, like I said, natural. So I don't go dramatic. I always kind of say, you know, it is a buildable service. All my services are buildable, but I like to start conservative and natural. And a lot of misconceptions are coloring, you know, scarring, you know, it damages the hair follicles, which actually my technique stimulates brow hair growth.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Okay, great. So you've been doing this for a while. You've been doing this for a long time. What are some memorable, you know, customer experiences that you have? I'm sure, you know, the people who walk away from working with you are just like feeling uplifted and really good about themselves.
Yeah. And that's kind of, you know, why I started this business, Humble Beauty, mm-hmm. Because, you know, when I was freelancing after I had my daughter, you know, my husband and I were like, what relates me? What best relates me? So Humble Beauty is always stuck with me. And now I'm able to return that favor into making people feel beautiful and confident. And so that's the most rewarding part of it. And one in particular is someone named Caitlin from Wigs for Kids. I donated a service for her because she had some trauma and she was plucking out her brow hair and her lashes. Trichotillomania. And it's very common when you go through something very traumatic in your life. And so Maggie from Wigs for Kids and I collaborated, and we found Caitlin, and she's just, you know, she's such a sweetheart, and I'm so happy I could change her life. And now she has full brows, like real hair. So we work together, and it's just helping her, you know, not be as nervous, and she feels confident and beautiful, and she's so sweet and grateful. So that is probably the most memorable and amazing experience that we both had.
Yeah, that's awesome. So you've been a part of this Gross Point community for a little while. Yeah. What do you love most about working in this area?
I think it's a great support system. And I love that you have me on here. And this is awesome. My hands are sweating right now because I'm a little nervous. But I think that there's just a lot of support in this community. And it's very uplifting, and it makes you feel like you just have more drive. You know, like every day I wake up, like I'm so looking forward to going to work, and I have a beautiful drive. I'm in Harrison Township, so mm-hmm. I just drive down Lakeshore the whole way. And so the traffic is part of it, why I like working.
Yeah.
But
I'm a pretty drive.
And it's beautiful, and everyone's so nice. And there's all these different, you know, dynamics, like different businesses. Now we have a new dog groomer next door, I mean, the restaurant. So there's just a little bit of everything.
Yeah. So tell us where we can find you. I know you're, where are you currently working at?
So I'm working at Shea Lulu Salon and Spa right on Kirchhoff in the Village. Mm-hmm. And you can follow me on Instagram at humblebeautyxx and look at all my before and afters on there. But yes, I've been there for, it'll be 3 years in July. So.
Oh, that's excellent. Yeah. Okay, perfect. Well, Lindsay, this was really great. It was a good introduction, I think, to people who are trying to learn a little bit more about what these permanent makeup solutions look like. I know we can think about those words and we're like, oh my God, what does that mean? But hopefully too, for anyone who's listening to the podcast, definitely come over to YouTube and watch it too. Lindsay, she looks beautiful. Yeah. You know, reach out to her. And I know if people want to schedule any appointments with you, services, what would be the best way to do that?
Yeah, so our phone number is 313-647-0525. Or you can directly message me on Instagram, again, humblebeautyxx, and I reply within a couple of hours. I'm always posting, like, too much, actually. but I'm very connected even after services with me, so I'm always on top of everything, you guys.
Thanks again for joining us for another GP Chamber Chat. We hope this episode offered you an inside look into one of the incredible Gross Point businesses helping shape our community, and that you reach out to them soon. To learn more about all the businesses inside the chamber, how to join, or other upcoming events and activities within the Gross Point communities, visit www.grosspointchamber.com.